Master, I've been waiting for you. I know I'm just a worthless slave, but I can't help myself. Sitting here, immobile, fantasizing, wondering if it's going to be a whip or a knife. Or maybe just the barrel of a gun. Sorry, Master. I got ahead of myself. I know pathetic cunts like me don't get to decide how their lives should end. But it brings back memories. Remember when we were just starting out? You had me tied up in your basement, and I couldn't stop crying. Fuck, I was such a dumb, stupid bitch back then, wasn't I? I mean, I still am, but when I remember how nasty and ungrateful I was to you, I just wish I could go back in time and spit in my face and wrap my hands around my worthless fucking neck and... Sorry. Dreaming of... Sorry, Master. I got carried away again. But it didn't take long back then for me to stop dreaming of rescue and start hoping that you'd kill me. You'd always ask about that. How much you'd enjoy watching the light fade from my eyes. How I was worth more as a punching bag than pretending to be a human being like I had been. I would fall asleep every night, praying that I'd never wake up, that in the night you'd wrap a bag around my head and tie it closed, or wrap a wire around my throat, or slide a knife between my ribs, or any number of the countless things you said you wanted to do. Of course, it didn't take long for you to notice. Isn't that right, Master? The look of longing I had whenever you were holding a knife. You'd start teasing me with it. You'd drag the tip along my throat or trace it over my heart and ask me if I wanted to die, and I'd shakily nod with tears and fear in my eyes and say yes. And then you'd laugh and call me a pitiful whore. Then you started bribing me. 100 points, you said, if I managed to get to 100 points, you'd finally end me. The first few points were easy. Smile and thank you after I'd been whipped. Call you master for the first time and mean it. But then they got harder. I had to do more degrading things. Chip harder into the pathetic remains of my self-esteem. And then when I snapped and started crying about how it wasn't fair, you laughed and reset me back to zero. I couldn't stop crying that entire night. when I started trying again, not only were the old things I had done already used up, but you wouldn't tell me what I could do for more either. So I had to experiment, do even more degrading and debasing things, hope that what I did was good enough for you, that it would amuse or entertain you enough that you'd award me a point. Beg you to do things to me. Horrible, pathetic, degrading things that you didn't even want to do to me. But if I begged enough, and then it finally happened, I made it. I remember the feeling of relief, the anticipation, and the arousal. Fuck, it turned me on. Every single one of those degrading sexual acts I had been doing for the past months, years. You never told me how much time had passed, but doing those things, I'd conditioned my body to get turned on by the idea of my death. You had conditioned me. You walked in on me with my fingers buried in my cunt. I couldn't come, of course. But I was so needy, so overwhelmed. I remember babbling, "Thank you, Master. I love you, Master. Thank you, Master. I love you, Master." And you just laughed at the pathetic sight of me. Remember how after you took out your knife, you had to hold me back by the hair to keep me from pressing my neck directly onto it. Do you remember what you said, Master? Of course you do. You don't matter. And I had known that by then, but I'm not sure I truly realized that until that moment, what that meant. I remember looking up at you, my fingers frozen, as you told me how it didn't matter what I had been promised, didn't matter how hard I had worked for death, because I didn't matter. And I started crying as I began fingering myself again because of how much I wanted it. But I had a smile on my face as I did it because everything finally made sense. Thank you, Master, for teaching me what I am. Thank you. I know I say it every day, Master, but thank you. How long ago was that, Master? I'm sorry, I shouldn't ask. It doesn't matter. We've done so many things since then. Even going outside, which is something I'd never have dreamed you letting me do back then. It's fun doing stuff outside. Not as nice as seeing the sadistic smile it puts on your face, of course, Master. But still fun. Except when you make me take off my collar and cuffs. I hate how free it makes me feel. But I know how much you enjoy watching me suffer, Master. So I guess it's a good thing I hate it so much. Master, before you finally let me die, I have a request. Could you, only if it pleases you, of course, Master, but maybe, could you get another girl? I'd like to help show her what her place is. Help you show her what her place is. I think I could help with that. And I'd like to, if you'd let me, Master. Knowing how much you enjoy torturing me, you'd probably let her die first before you finally let me. But you know best, Master. Sorry. Sorry for getting distracted and rambling. I'm a stupid cunt. I can't help it sometimes. It's my fault. But I'm done now, Master. I'm yours to play with. Have me do anything you want. You know I'll never say no.